South FM News with Keturam Tonga.
A lovely good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. President Hagainde Hichilema has expressed concern over Africa's slow progress in achieving equitable and sustainable water use, 25 years after African leaders committed to prioritizing water and sanitation for socio-economic development, poverty reduction, and environmental protection. President Hichilema has highlighted that despite these pledges, millions of people across the continent still lack access to safe water and dignified sanitation. The president has stressed that rapid population growth, urbanization, climate variability, and chronic underinvestment have significantly hindered progress, leaving a large portion of the population vulnerable. The head of state has warned that the ongoing gap in access to water and sanitation poses a serious threat to health, livelihoods, and regional stability. The president has emphasized that third implementation and partnership conference on water represents a critical platform for moving from vision to action. President Hichilema said this in a speech read for him by Vice President Mutale Nalumango during the official opening of the third implementation and partnership conference on water in Lusaka today.
25 years ago, African leaders envisioned an African Water Vision 2025, promising equitable and sustainable water use for social economic progress, poverty alleviation, regional cooperation, and environmental stewardship. Yet, as we stand past that milestone, we face a stark reality. Progress has not matched our ambition. Rapid population, as we have heard before, growth, urban extension, climate variability, and chronic underinvestment have left millions without safe water and dignified sanitation.
Meanwhile, African Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, Moses Belakati, has urged AU member states to invest in climate resilient and inclusive water security systems, which are crucial for promoting long-term water sustainability and resilience amid the challenges of climate change.
The water vision and policy alone does not take Africa far. We need to act. Africa needs to act. So developing and implementing its water investment program towards climate resilient and inclusive water security. Africa also needs to act through developing and implementing its water investment project to ensure water security for all. And Africa needs to act through mobilizing investment and finance for water security, mainly focusing on domestic sources of finance.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, says it is implementing systems to oversee and strengthen its procurement functions and financial transactions. Speaking after a tour of the ZAMSA headquarters with the Smart Zambia team, ZAMSA Director General Dr. John Kachimba has noted that the visit is part of the agency's broader digitalization agenda aimed at enhancing operational efficiency. Dr. Kachimba has emphasized that the collaboration between ZAMSA and Smart Zambia is crucial as it will enable the agency to leverage Smart Zambia's capacity in its diversification efforts. He has expressed optimism that working with Smart Zambia would result in the adoption of locally developed systems that address unique challenges, are easy to maintain, and are more resilient in terms of ICT infrastructure.
Today's visit really is part of our ongoing digitalization of operation. We have been in carrying out the modernization of our processes for a number of years and have been working with Smart Zambia. This visit is to allow us to explore even deeper and closer working relationships. I think you appreciate the fact that most of our processes are automated and depend really on our ICT capacity. And we're hopeful that Smart Zambia will do two things. We'll increase our capacities, one, and provide solutions to some of the niggling problems we've had.
Meanwhile, Smart Zambia National Coordinator Percy Chinyama has stressed the importance of having the right infrastructure in place to ensure the government successfully achieves its digitalization goals.
You and I know that is a vital thing, it's a no-brainer. What perhaps we need to do in a setting such as our country, just ensure that we have the correct infrastructure at the end point, at the last mark. If you follow the ZAMSA story or what ZAMSA deals with, it's about visibility from end to end. They don't have that visibility. It means it's very difficult for them or any entity to be accountable for the distribution and the consumption of whatever commodity they're distributing.
Police in Lusaka are investigating a case of criminal trespass at the Football Association of Zambia headquarters after the offices were found locked by unknown people this morning. Police spokesperson Reha Monga has stated that Woodlands Police Station received a report of criminal trespass at approximately 08:50 hours today from Ruben Kamanga, who is the Secretary General of FAS. He said according to the report, unknown individuals unlawfully entered the FAS headquarters in Lusaka and tampered with the office security system. Mr. Hamonga has explained that the perpetrators are believed to have removed the existing locks and replaced them with new ones, thus restricting access to the premises. He said the incident is thought to have occurred sometime between yesterday and today, though the exact time remains unknown. Mr. Hamonga said Mr. Kamanga has further reported that the suspects left behind 10 placards bearing messages calling for his resignation. He has added that police officers promptly visited the scene and that fingerprints have been collected for forensic analysis, and the officers successfully cut open the newly installed chains to restore access to the FAS offices. Mr. Hamonga said the placards and chain left behind have been secured as evidence.
The Zambia Police Service through Woodlands Police Station has today, the 27th of May 2025, at approximately 8:50 hours, received a report of criminal trespass from Mr. Ruben Kamanga, age 53, of Makeni, who is the Secretary General of the Football Association of Zambia. The report was to the effect that unknown individuals unlawfully entered the FAS headquarters in Lusaka and tampered with the office security system. The perpetrators are alleged to have removed the existing locks and replaced them with new ones, thereby restricting access to the premises. The incident is believed to have occurred between yesterday and today at a known time in Lusaka.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says the top leadership of the Patriotic Front should take full responsibility for the recent arrests of former members of Parliament Munir Zulu and Maureen Mavonga. Speaking at a media briefing in Joma, Mr. Mwitwa has alleged that senior PF leaders, including George Chisanga, Mutotwe Kafwaya and Brian Munduvile, were complicit in encouraging the two former lawmakers to make inflammatory statements that ultimately led to their arrests. Mr. Mwitwa has explained that the two individuals were emboldened to make such statements while sitting alongside senior PF leaders, an act he described as aiding and abetting the commission of an offence. He has emphasized that the arrests were not politically motivated, but the result of actions that violated the law, allegedly carried out with the knowledge and support of senior opposition figures. Mr. Mwitwa has also criticized the broader opposition, asserting that President Hakainde Hichilema is likely to win the 2026 general elections unopposed due to the opposition's weakness and lack of a viable alternative.
The Patriotic Front's top leadership, particularly the senior members of Parliament of the Patriotic Front, should accept to take and shoulder the blame for the arrest and subsequent conviction of Honorable Munir Zulu and Honorable Maureen. These are senior MPs, and as Honorable Munir Zulu was making those statements that have earned him a conviction, they were busy clapping for him. Meaning at law, they were abetting and aiding him to commit an offense. Myself, this they know. I told them that they should take responsibility for the loss of those two seats by those two, you know, young people.
The Hot FM Business News is